That's Texas on Nova 103.5 with Inner Smile. As promised, we are going to be talking about neighborhood watches, specifically talking to the guys from the Kleiner Cooper Neighborhood Watch about neighborhood watches and about bush clearing as well. I have Mikael in the studio with me. Goedemorgen, Mikael.
Ja, morgen, David.
Je bent net met Johan heb ik help.
Labitska.
Labitska, okay. Yes. Okay, so we want to get to the debushing, obviously, because that's now the big drive, especially in Kleiner Cooper.
Yes.
But maybe just to, you know, not everyone maybe understands exactly how a neighborhood watch works, what it is. If you can just give us a sort of overview about, you know, what is a neighborhood watch?
So a neighborhood watch is a community-led group, if you want to call it that. It's almost like an NGO. There's no profit or anything involved. It's just driven by the community. So the more members we have on the neighborhood watch, the higher or the bigger impact we can have in that particular community. So you have some people that they want to make a difference, and other people are just there because they stay there, they pay rent, so they believe, okay, you know what, it's fine. But they're usually the ones that complains the most if something should happen in the particular area. So we try to convince everybody to get involved. And I mean, for a yearly fee, I mean, if you look at the complexes, which is the majority of Kleiner Cooper, currently we're asking, I think it's $100 million for a whole year.
Sure.
I mean for a whole year, if you make the sum, it's...
Yeah.
That amount is so small, but it has such a big impact on the neighborhood because with that funding, we can put up additional cameras. It can assist with the debushing that's currently taking place. So it's a community-led program, if you want to call it that.
Do you find, I mean, I've often wondered, living in Kleiner Cooper myself, and like you say, there's so many complexes and more complexes being developed all the time in Kleiner Cooper, that a lot of time it is people who are renting. They're not owners that are staying in those, so they maybe don't have as much of a, which it's a silly way to think about it because you do have a vested interest because you live there, but you know, as someone paying rent, you're like, well, I don't want to be part of the neighborhood watch because I don't actually own the property.
Yes, in die mens nie al toe kante toe en verstaan dat is al besit hulle nie die eiendom nie, hulle bly nog steeds daar.
Verstaan,
so their safety is supposed to be the priority.
Exactly.
And not that they are a renter. And I mean, like I said, if you look at the complex division, $400 a year, if you do that sum, it's not, I mean, come on.
En dis die ding dat jy kan maar net betaal en dan is jy 'n lid van die beurtwag, maar jy hoef nie patrols te doen nie, jy hoef nie, you know, you can get involved to the level that you want to get involved.
Yes, currently there's a misperception when it comes to any kind of neighborhood watch. Everybody thinks that if you join Neighborhood Watch, you have to do active patrolling.
Yeah.
That's not the case. The active patrolling it's a different package, if you want to call it that, of the Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do patrol, but you be part of the Neighborhood Watch. You can just be a normal resident that's supporting a cause. It's the same if you are supporting, let's say, SPCA. If you support them, it doesn't mean that you need to be with SPCA and walk the dogs everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, so it boils down to the same.
So let's get on to that then. Obviously, like you said, the money that comes in, it gets used for all sorts of different things. It's important to note that it doesn't get used on the sort of committee members or anything like that. It's money that goes straight back into the community. At the moment, I know the Kleiner Cooper Neighborhood Watch are very, very involved with debushing. Why is this an important drive?
So currently, because we are staying against the mountains and with the latest rainfall we got, there's a lot of bushes that has come up over the past few months. And there's so many safety precautions that we need to take in mind. For instance, I mean, if the field fires are going to start again, it's against the walls. There are big trees. A lot of, they call it the silver grass. That's number one. Number two, if you look at the safety concerns in terms of criminal activities, I mean, there's so many occurrences where the members do patrolling and then there's an incident, and then once they run into the bush,
you can't see
anything. Even the police say, you know, if they go into the bush, there's nothing we can do because we're going to waste resources to try and follow them in the bush, because they can walk walk 5 meters and they can lie flat in the bush and you won't see them again. And the problem is with the silver grass, if you use a flashlight and you shine on the grass, it's almost like it reflects back. So there's nothing you can do. Mm. And that's why we're starting to clear, especially alongside houses that's bordering directly with veld, so that we almost have like a brand pad and a road that we can use to cut through the bush more quickly. And it's for better visibility.
Yeah.
Because currently, if you drive through Kleiner Cooper, you see a wall, but you just see the top of the wall. You see the fencing, but you don't see anything from there, let's say, to the riverbed. You don't see anything.
Yeah.
And that's why we thought, you know what, let's do the debushing. So we currently have a lot of support. We have some backlash, but that's the way life is. You can't satisfy everybody's needs. And like from our side, we are trying our best.
Yeah.
That's all we can say.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, it's important as well. You're not just going in and sort of flattening absolutely everything. You're not, you know, trees, things like that are left behind.
So the thing is that everybody thinks when you say debushing, they think of debushing when they are starting to put a complex like they're doing currently over Metro. So that's not what we are doing, and according to the set out parameters of City of Windhoek, there are certain trees you are not allowed to remove. So the thing is that we are they call it the underbrush. So we are not removing trees. Mm. The trees that we are removing are these invasive. I think they call it the circle boss.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that we mostly concentrate because it also makes a dense bush.
Yeah.
So the thing is, everybody thinks that no, we are removing trees and now wildlife. We took all of those things into consideration while planning for this thing. So the thing is, this initiative started on the 10th of May.
Uh-huh.
And ever since then, planning took place where we took Google Earth images to see. Did you know that from the robot Kleiner Cooper, Michelle McLean Chassis Street, or is it? No. I think it's the street that passes Metro. Frankie Frederick's chassis. There was that robot there.
Yeah.
On the right hand side by the bus stop. Did you know that there is one road that goes a footpike that goes in and then it splits into 12 different footpikes. So you see once again when it comes to safety. So all those things we took into consideration with Google Earth to see, okay, here's a riverbed, here's the housing, what do we need to do? We went in to see, okay, how many big trees are there? Is it viable to go in with a small machine? Is it viable to go in with a big machine? Because obviously, because we are a community-led group, and this initiative is funded by the community, we need to utilize those funds to the best of our ability.
Yeah.
So we can't just jump in, close our eyes, and then say, okay, now everything should go.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, like you say, there are so many benefits to it. And yes, I mean, there could be a little bit of noise on the weekends when you are working. I know you guys apologized this past weekend to the residents of certain areas.
Yes.
But yeah, like you say, if you're bordering on a riverbed and it's very easy for people to disappear, then your house potentially becomes a target. Whereas if it's open and clear, it's less of a target there. Obviously, even just for, you know, traffic, when you're driving around, you're trying to peer around corners and you can't see over the grass to see if there's cars coming. There've been a couple of accidents in Kleiner Cooper due to that.
So when you look at the safety, it's not just the thing of criminals. There's so many external factors that the debushing can eliminate.
So, I mean, Mikhail, obviously, you can only speak for the Kleiner Cooper Neighborhood Watch, and for people who want to join the Kleiner Cooper Neighborhood Watch, how can they find out more information? Is there a Facebook page?
So they can just visit our Facebook page. It's Kleiner Cooper Neighborhood Watch, and then our WhatsApp number is linked there. They will get in contact with Cecilia, and then she will assist them with the sign up and lead them through the different WhatsApp groups that we use for communication. So it's not like applying for a loan. It's 1, 2, 3, and then it's done. And then you're part of the groups, and then you get all the formal communications, and if there's any events taking place, like, I know we have a soup day now that will take place somewhere in July. This is also just a way to collect funds, because currently we don't have that much support from the community members per se that stays in Kleiner Cooper. And that's why we're taking all these initiatives, not for Kleiner Cooper Neighborhood Watch to say that look, here we are doing it so that people can see that there are actually people involved that wants to make a change in the community.
Yeah.
So we're not doing it out of the perspective that look, we are Kleiner Cooper Neighborhood Watch. We are doing it to say that there are people staying within Kleiner Cooper. That's part of the community, the Kleiner Cooper community, or neighborhood watch that wants to make a difference.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for having come in and chatted and maybe cleared up a couple of misperceptions. So whether you live in Kleine Kuppe, whether you live in Pioneers Park, I know has a very active neighborhood watch. Eros has a very active neighborhood watch. I know the Swakopmund neighborhood watch was very, very active. Wherever you are across the country, just find out. Chat to your neighbors. Find out if you have a neighborhood watch in the area you live in. And yeah, definitely consider signing up and also consider contributing. I know there are a lot of people who, I don't want to call them freeloading, but just sitting on the groups and getting all the information. You know, like Mikhail said, your contribution helps to creating a safer neighborhood wherever it is you live. So even if it is only $100 a year, maybe just consider giving that money to the neighborhood. Watch. Mikhail, thanks so much for having come in.
Thanks, David.